good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are joining. We are welcome to Ask Me a Question series, and this Ask Me a Question, it is a discussion board, discussion between the student and the taught, that is also called as Upanishad. Upanishad is nothing but discussion. It is only in Vedic science, the question and answer are allowed. For in other religion, usually this discussion is not allowed. Thou shall follow, or you will go to hell. That is the in other religion. Whereas here in Bhagavad Gita is a question and answer. Upanishad is a question and answer. It's a discussion, and as you start discussing, new information get revealed. In the modern school also, the teacher and students, teacher doesn't give for a research paper, doesn't give a solution. It is in discussion with the teacher, you are coming to the conclusion. That is what PhD is about, that is what master's is about, that is what all the research papers are about. That is another form of Upanishad. Now, I will invite you to ask the question to begin with, any question if you have. Not that I know all the answers, we can start off the discussion on that one. And hopefully, if I do not know the answer, we can come to some conclusion, meaningful conclusion we can come to. Now, open to the audience, anyone wants to start or kick start with the question? Anyone?
Guruji, namaste. I can ask.
Yeah. Yes, Nisha.
Let me turn my video on. I'm not sure if you looked at one of the questions that came through.
I didn't look at. Sorry. Can you read out?
Because mine was sort of a follow-up. There are many questions in that. So this is from Bhavya Patil.
Yeah.
So she says her 8-year-old attended the session, and his questions were, can we get back the dead ones through ancient chantings of Shiva? So the context is, he wants to get back his Ajji, and he watched a video in TV that real life can be given to dead ones in Uttarakhand, Dehradun Shiva temple. So his question was, where will my Ajji be now? How the soul went out of her, and where did it go? He worshipped, believe and listen to Vishnu chanting. So he wants to see Vishnu as Bhakta Prahlad got a vision. So what to do for it? He wants to see Krishna's heart in Puri Jagannath temple. Is it possible? He wants to meet Ashwatthama in Himalaya and inquire about Duryodhana. Can I help him to do that? And whatever my son is thinking, is that correct?
Hey, did he attend yesterday's session? In
Looks like it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Harshad Kauda. Okay. And to begin with, the dead body, dead person, from the soul's point of view, dropping of the body is like dropping of the old cloth. From the soul point of view, it is not a tragedy. I have done with this body is useless for continuation. I have come with a packet of karma is finished, to start a new prarabdha karma, this body is not enough. I have born in this family, this place, this situation, now whatever karma I have come with, that prarabdha karma is over. And now I can't, with this body is useless. For that, I need to be born in some place, some other prarabdha karma. I have to bring the stock. So from the soul point of view, it is not a tragedy. From what Sri Krishna is talking about, that is the Bhagavad Gita message, is the wise person doesn't grieve for one who has gone or one who is living. From the wise person sees, yes, the karma is over, that soul is continuing the journey. And Sri Krishna says, wise do not ashochya nanvashochastvam prajna vadanscha bhashase gatasuna gatasunscha nanushochanti pandita. Sri Krishna says to Arjuna, you talk like a wise person, but still you are crying for one who is going to die and one who is dead. It is not the becoming of a wise person. He chides Arjuna, you are a wise person, not to talk like a foolish person. A wise person, it is a change. You have to do the, from the my point of view, dead person has gone. My point of view, I don't want that soul to continue the journey. You come back. So, for the soul, it's a punishment. I want to go, this person, Edgar Casey, he's a great psychologist. He has done hypnotherapy on many people. One blind lady, earlier as a child, she had vision, lost her eyesight, and she had a heart attack. They were doing the resuscitation, and after half an hour, she was brought back to life. What she she told, I came out of the body and I was seeing from the top. You are all 5-6 doctors, nurses, 10 people you are trying to bring back. I was telling, please let me go, not to do, but you could not hear what I was saying. You brought back, I could able to see, I could able to hear what you are talking. Now you brought back into this old body, I can't see now. What a punishment. From that soul point of view, it was a freedom. From me, selfish point of view, I don't want you to go. So, that lady was saying that I did not want to come. I could able to see. Old age problem was not there. I was free. But you brought me back into this old body, blind body. I have to put up with this one. So, to answer that Bhagya's son's question. So, that old lady has become worn out. Now, let the soul continue the journey, let her acquire another young body and accomplish whatever had to be done. Not to cry for the old person. Okay, what was the follow-up question for you?
Her question as well, so mine was more linked to that. So she asks about how to do justice to all the roles in life, like as a mother, wife, daughter, daughter-in-law, and balancing career as well. So I guess my question was around, can we have it all, especially when we're trying to balance and as well as work. That's my question, can we have it all, is it?
And always it is says, you can't please everyone. You can't be 100% mother, 100% employee. You can't be 100% daughter. You can't be 100% wife. You can't be 100% friend. You can't be 100% everywhere. So, there is in our everyday existence, there is a compromise. What Sri Krishna says, these imperfections, this, it is an imperfection. Sarva dharman paretyajya mamekam sharanam vraja Aham tva sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami ma shishah. Your role as a mother, your role as a daughter, husband, employee, employer, yoga student, you are a dance teacher, you are music student, whatever your many dharmas are there, offer everything to me and I will make the all crookedness straight. Sri Krishna says, all the, this is the question what you have, it is not the only modern question, it is a, we get so stressed in our life. I want to be 100% mother, I want to be 100% employee. I blame myself, I am not doing justice. I start blaming myself and self-criticism and feeling, saying that I am no good, I am putting myself down, so I am belittling myself. Sri Krishna says, when we come to the world, we wear so many hats, so the ultimate dharma, what is good for you, not to sacrifice your own personal journey in the name of satisfying everyone. That is a greatest tragedy. In the on Sunday class, I talked about, we have various runas, obligation towards the devas. We have an obligation towards the rishis. We have obligation towards acharyas. We have obligation towards our pitrus. We have obligation to the humanity. We have obligation to the bhutas. We have living beings. We have obligation to the planet Earth. You are doing your best, but you are on the token, above that one, you have an obligation towards you. For that you have come, you have taken on other obligations, more important, obligations what you put on the hat, it is a self-imposed obligation, my family and all, but you have come here to exhaust your own karma, you have an obligation towards you. And best way to discharge all obligations, offer it to the Lord, do your best, not to blame, you do your best. Wherever possible, do your best, allocate the time and invest time for yourself also. Thank you.
Thank you. There are two more questions, but I think let's do round the grounds, and then if no questions, yeah, we can come back. That's from, I'm still going through the chat. There's two more questions there.
Okay.
Sir, I had a question. So in continuation of what you said, the Swadharma and all that. So, in the video I watched that you were talking about what is yoga and what is yogi, the continuation of the single thought in alignment with Swadharma is yoga. And otherwise it becomes roga. So, I was just thinking about it, and so this is like Moolanveshani, and in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is called Mahayogeshwaro Hari. So how do we extrapolate this quality of yogi to Mahayogeshwaro Hari? How should we contemplate on him?
It's first sustain the thought, positive thought. Mahayogeshwara, he is the Mahayogi, he comes on the plane to time to time showcase. We need a case study by setting an example. He was in Bhagavatam says, he used to get up, Sri Krishna, to show the case, showcase. He used to meditate. He used to do the early morning before sunrise, get up, do the sandhya, he used to do the meditation, he was doing all the things to set as an example for others to follow. यद्यदा चरति श्रेष्ठा तत्त देवे इतरो जनः स यत् प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तदनुवर्तते. इन् युवर् लैफ् यू फैण्ड् सम् वन् ए रोल् मोडल् दट् पर्सन् ऐ वाण्ट् टु फालो दट् पर्सन्स् फुट् स्टेप् दट् ईस् वै इन् स्क्रिप्चर्स् सेस् यू नीड् ए रोल् मोडल् what you regard as perfect. I want to at least simulate that one as best as I can. So it is an importance of having a teacher. Teacher, when the teacher says, do your best, sarva prayatna, do that one to follow whatever teacher says. You won't get a ideal teacher in your life. Perchance, if you come across by God's grace, it is for your soul, that person, it is a guidance for the soul. You have come across by divine grace, and Upanishad also talks about sarva prayatna, do your best and follow the footsteps. And we don't know how to do. So when you have a role model, so follow that one. I don't know what Yogeshwara said. I haven't seen. And now at least follow the footsteps of the inspired people. That is the starting point for you. Okay, Suhasini, did I answer?
Yes.
I have one question.
Yes.
Will the universe end, and if it will, when will it end?
No, it is the lifespan of Brahma. It is talked about 31,104,000 followed by 10 zeros. 31,104 billion years. So, Brahma's 1 second is a human 100,000 years, 1 lakh years. So, that is his 1 second. So, his lifespan is 100 years. After his 100 years, there is the same length of time of universal dissolution. This soul, it talks about coming and going. Soul also is tired. At times, for example, in the weekend, many people, they say, I ask them to come to yoga, they retreat. They say, it's a time, I am tired, I want to catch up my sleep. So, soul also, after repeated birth, coming and going, it is tired, 31,104,000 years. They are in sleeping mode to exhaust. Death is a process. We are so busy morning till evening for 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. We are tired. God has been very compassionate. He says, you are very tired. Come off the body. Like a player playing in the cricket. Somebody, the coach calls that player, you are tired, come take a rest. So, death is a process, he's pulling off of the field, you take a rest. You get on, before get on to the another game, you come off. Death is a blessing, we are tired, exhausted, doing the same thing. Without purpose we are leaving, he calls off the field. He asks us to take a rest and makes us to play the game in a new pitch. Okay, that rest is there, universal dissolution is for the Brahma also. Brahma 100 years, he has been working, then Pralaya, and he takes all the liberated souls, and another Brahma comes. He will be replaced with another one.
No?
31,104 followed by 10 zeros, you write down, and divide by 100 divide by 360 divide by 24 divide by 60 minutes divide by 60 seconds, you get 100,000. Okay, you do the calculation and let me know, did you get that equation right? Okay,
sir,
104 followed by 10 zeros. Okay, you do the maths and send me the answer. His year is calculated 360 days, not 365. Okay, yeah. Okay. Any more questions? Anupama?
Yeah, Namaste Guruji, I have a question. Second chapter, 63 sloka, Krishna said, Krodha Bhavati Samohaha, Samohat Spruti Vibramaha. I got other two lines too, but I didn't get first line, Guruji. When I get angry, I will lose interest in life. Like nothing is permanent, like sannyasi thoughts I will get from my childhood, same thing. But how we will get samohaha prototvati if angry comes?
Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangaste shupajayate sanga sanjayate kamaha kamat krodo bijayate krodat bhavati sanmoha. Now, why angry comes, Sri Krishna talks about your attachment. For example, now, President Trump has won. You are not worried whether Trump or Harris. It is nothing to related to you. Why you get angry? Because you like somebody, you are attached to something. Because of that, if something has happened in Northern Territory, you are not angry. Someone close to you, which you think it is important, it did not go as planned, you get angry. So, Sri Krishna says, when the anger is there, your mind is clouded and you don't know what you are speaking, what you are doing. People in the prison, most of them in a fit of anger, for few seconds they did, and they ended up in prison. So they don't know what they are doing. And somebody said he was fit of anger. He threw the child, picked up and threw it on the ground. Child died. Fit of anger. He wanted the child to obey. Too much of attachment. Fit of anger. Sanmoha, Smriti Vibramaha, I don't know what I am doing. So, anger is not bad. Anger should be there if a policeman got to be angry. Not for a good reason, you had to be angry, but not for a wrong reason. We are, for example, Bhima in Mahabharata said, he was very angry about Duryodhana's wrongdoing. When you are angry, he gets a energy. I have to do. If Bhima was not at all angry, very calm, people would have walked over him. Right time, you need to express. As a parent, you have to show anger to the child if they are not obeying, but inside you are not disturbed. You pretend that you are angry. There is a difference between you are angry and you are pretending angry. Pretending inside, Sri Krishna says, never get disturbed, but outside, yes, like Bhima, show that you are angry, but inside your terms. What is happening for us? Inside also we are so angry, I can't sleep. Inside is disturbed. Inside is calm. Outside show the anger. Show the anger. So, and that shloka, repeat that one. My attachment. I should reduce the attachment. And running away is not the solution. You are you said the contradictory statement. Your anger came out of you liked something. When they did not do, you want to run away. You want to take sannyasa. You, out of love, it is one side. When it did not happen, you want to run away. So, it is saying that not to love too much, dhyayato, thinking again and again, I have bid for the house next door, I want to win that house day and night, I am thinking, day and night, I should win that one. And on the auction day, I lost, I did not get. I was so angry on that person who has won, I start swearing at him. I start swearing and I start throwing all bad wishes to him. Why? Because I wanted that house. I wanted that house and I may say, I don't want to do anything, I will better I will go home. I will go back to my home country. I will do that one. So, the disappointment happened because of my over-attachment. Sri Krishna says, minimize your attachment. That is the root cause of your anger. And running away, Arjuna wanted to run away. Arjuna wanted to attach to his grandparents and all of a sudden he wanted to run away. Run away, it is the Bhagavad Gita is all about managing the emotions.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for hosting Bhagavad Gita class also. Thank you.
Sir, you said 360 divided by 24 divided by 60 divided by 60 equals.
No, you 31,104 followed by 100, 10 zeros divided by 100 is 1 year. And 1 year has how many months? 12. Divide, it is 1 year has 360 days. And 360 days has, each day has 24 hours. And each hour has 3600 seconds. When you do those calculation, you get 100,000. Okay. Any more comments?
Good evening, Guruji. I have a question.
Yes. Yes.
With just that your continuation with what you said, that when somebody is angry and they talk, they don't have control over their tongue. So when it is within family and you know they are angry, but their words would later affect us, how do we handle such situations?
If they are angry, if it is affecting me, that means I am weaker than them. They are stronger than me, they have overpowered me. If you say to yourself, I am stronger than them, if it is affecting me means I have surrendered and they defeated me. Say to yourself, I am stronger than them. They can't make me disappointed and grieve over and over again. I am stronger than them. Say to yourself, I am stronger. They can't knock me down. Knock me down. If somebody made you upset, that means they are stronger than you. And yogi's mind is very strong. And others' opinion, you are not getting defeated. Not that you are becoming very arrogant, not that one. When you know what you are doing, if they are not right and a drunkard person may be yelling at you, if you go to the on the street, and if you take it personally and it ends up in a street brawl, you are quarreling with another idiot in the street fight. Why happens? Somebody you don't know who that one, he honked at you, or unknowing person, but you are affected. That person honked or yelled at you, or he showed some signs, you are upset. Whole day is ruined. You don't know who that one, some stranger can upset you. You don't know. So the problem is not that person, so problem is with you. Your mind is not trained. You are getting upset for unknown person also. Unknown person also, you are getting upset. So the sadhana, yogi sadhana is time to time you go on pilgrimage. In Mahabharata, scriptures talk about whenever people are very upset, they go on a pilgrimage. They want to move away from the society and connect, become nobody. Nobody, that's why our Himalayan trip. Yatra, time to time, go out, become nobody. Nobody in the same place, you are playing the same cassette. Try to become nobody, go on a pilgrimage. When you go on a pilgrimage, not with your whole family, friends, try to go with unknown people. It's a way to connect to yourself, a way to, when Vidura was very upset, his brother Dhritarashtra was listening to him, he went on a pilgrimage. Balarama, at times, he used to get upset, even upset with Krishna, and to reconcile himself, he used to go on pilgrimage, and we also, time to time, at least every day, go for a walk, go alone for half an hour, time spent for yourself, fresh air, go out, spend time for yourself.
Thank you, Guruji.
Any more questions?
You have actually answered one question that was asked by Pavya. Her question was, do we need to react to people who talk opposite to our thoughts or perspective? So
yeah.
I guess it applies.
And any more comments? Yes, Christina?
I have a question, yes. One question was, my question was that Nisha already asked about combining roles in our life that you very well answered. And the other question I had, I was went through the Shanti mantras you talked about last term.
Yeah.
And one of these was Om Asatoma Sabdamaya.
Mm.
And I was listening to your explanation, but for me was the question of asat, it's non-real, yes?
Mm.
And the concept of maya, like illusion.
Mm.
Is it the same things? And what is real in our life, what's unreal? Just you talked about angry things, and I think sometimes our perception what happened to us, what others people think about us when we become angry, it's unreal, because maybe they think about something different. So if our understanding of the situation could be not real at all.
Yeah.
So how we can distinguish what is real in our life and what is unreal and what is illusion?
No, it's the real. With the ignorance, we get very angry. With when you know the reality, you are not angry. Unreal to the real, asat. Sat means real, unreal. We don't know what is real. As a child, what I thought it was real, when I grew up, it is no longer real. What I see now a real, and for me now, making money is the real, but when I am very old, I will be laughing at me. I was just running after making dollar. I did not do what I wanted. So, what I thought now, that is the reality. But in 10 years' time, it won't be real. So, what is real, as you are for me, for us, as a dying person, what you see was the most important thing, that is the reality of life. In our hustle bustle of our life, we are only so focused on now and we are not looking far ahead. Now whatever is busy, now I think it is the most important. In 10 years time, I think how silly I was, how childish I was. And ask one person in the deathbed, and that person will say, look after yourself, everything doesn't matter, that person will say. But that person has a different perspective of the reality. That is a matured, that person has gone through all phases, that person says. But for us, make lot of money, lot of money, lot of money. That is the reality. Because my neighbor has that money, this neighbor has this money. My one person was saying two options. My neighbor has a car. Whether I should get another car better than that neighbor or go to a new suburb where nobody knows me. That person was debating. Should I buy a better car? A BMW, my neighbor has a BMW, should I have better car than my neighbor to uplift my status? Or should I go to altogether new suburb? No, nobody knows. This person was debating, then he thought, better stay here. I have been competing with my neighbor for a long time and I can handle. In the new suburb, we don't know what is the expectation. He decided to stay in the same place. Same place, and for us also, reality, we have to come in what is most important for you. Suppose you project yourself, you are in a deathbed. What is the most important? And now go back, that is the reality. And until then, until you hit the deathbed, whatever you did was unreal for you. You can't say Maya, but at that time it was the right one. But in the long journey, that is not important. Long journey, it is not important. If suppose Christina has come out of the body and somebody asked in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a story, soul has come out of the body and the going back to Bhagya's question, Nisha's question, Narada asked that soul, your parents are grieving for you, please enter into this body. Your father Chitraketu is grieving for you. Please enter into this body. You are still very small, not even 1 month old. Please enter. Your father is crying. So soul had gone out. Soul asked the question, which parents I should worry about? Whether this parent or the parent 10 life before, 100 life before. I had millions of parents. Which parent I should worry about? I don't want to get into this body. From soul's point of view, that is the reality. That is the reality. Which body? If the if the body is the father is wanting that body is the child, if father's contribution is that body is still there, I have not taken, let the father play with that body and let him fondle that one. I have nothing to do. I can see hundreds of my past parents. I am not at all interested. Let me, allow me to continue my journey. Don't trap me again into that same old body. Let me go. That soul, the Srimad Bhagavatam talks about, I will talk about that story one of these days. Okay, that answered Bhagya's question and Nisha's question. So, reality, the reality a teacher sees and student sees. It's a different perspective. So, in the Bhagavad Gita says, whatever is a tough time, contemplate, and it may not be, that also will go. That also will go, as the time is the healer. Time is the healer, that also will go. What is the most important? What a teacher sees is different, what student sees is different. Teacher can see a higher reality than the student. What is real, what is unreal? The peace mantra, Asatoma, may the new things, new reality dawn in me. It is a work in progress. May I get evolved continuously to the higher possibility. May I not get stuck with the old think that is the ultimate reality, then I become a fanatic. May the reality dawn in me all the time. May the new things dawn in me. That is the sadhana. Asatoma sadgamaya. Gamaya, my travel, journey should be always towards the higher possibility. May the good things keep on dawning. I can't comprehend the ultimate reality at one time. It has to be slowly, it has to be opened. Sages, they in Himalayas, some of them go into the cave and there is no light. They hold, they sit inside that cave without any light for 6 months. Once they come out after 6 months, they are not exposed to the bright light immediately. Slowly they are exposed. If they see the bright light immediately, they will go blind. For us also, we can't comprehend the ultimate reality. Little by little, it has to open up so that we can hold it. We can hold it. That is Asatoma Sadgamaya.
Okay. Can I just a question small? So the reality, it like ultimate reality, it's the one reality, but different people can have different realities. So yes. Even with your example of a soul, so for a soul, it's not a tragedy to leave the body.
From the soul's point of view, from the soul's point of view.
But for the parents, it's a great loss.
Yeah.
And this is reality for them as well?
Yeah, it is a reality, but time is the healer. For now, it is the reality, but ask that parent after 10 years, 15 years. And when I was in Calcutta, one lady was saying that my husband died and God is unreal, that he should not have taken my husband. Now on, I won't believe in God. So that lady, for her point of view, God did a great injustice taking the husband. So God is not there. She won't believe in God. So reality has not changed. But from her point of view, she was stuck to that one, saying that it is so unfair. In Buddha's case also, some lady came, my son died It's so unfair. Buddha said, I can bring, she pleaded him, please bring my son back. Buddha said, I will bring it, get a mustard seed from my house where nobody has died. This lady thought it's easy. She went around the whole town. She could not get mustard seed from any house. Every house somebody had died. So that is the reality. She thought that was the ultimate reality. Buddha said, get me only one mustard seed from a house where nobody has died. So she was woken up to the reality from Buddha's point of view. He could see the reality from this lady's perspective. She was grieving. Thank you. And if you have any more questions?
If Guruji, can I go on another question?
Yes.
Guruji, in the last few sessions, you did talk about the influence of astrology and you gave your thoughts about it. What about Vastu Shastra? Does it have any influence on our living, our relationships, a family, a health?
Yeah. Vastu is the ultimate vastu. You need to have a vastu means the direction. In the house, they say, in the Agni side, the next to the east, on the right side is Agni side. Ideally, kitchen should be there, bathroom where it should be there, and those dimension, it talks about the ultimate vastu is your heart should be pure. Vastu is the Lord. If the Lord inside vastu is right, everything is right. Inside, always negative thinking, no good. However good you keep the setup, in Indian politician, the crooked dealings, all crooked dealings, but they are after vastu, setting the things right outside. However much you set up, inside if it is not right, it won't have any bearing. Best vastu is set your heart right, set your thinking right. Everything aligns. And vastu, for example, in a house is built on a place, maybe some dead bodies were buried under, you don't know. Maybe negative energy is there. To ward off that one, you do some shanti, vastu shanti, you do that one. You don't know what was under, or some murder would have happened, and that negative souls may be there. You do some shanti, but not to get too carried away. In Australia, we, most of us, second hand house, third hand house, you keep your heart pure. When the heart is pure, Lord resides there, you experience that one, outer ambience also changes. And when you buy a third hand house, you don't know what is underneath. Every day do the prayer, meditation, and set the ambience right. Okay, you can't, you don't know what is below, but when you're building a house, and for example, you are excavating, you would have killed some earthworms or snakes or those things, you are praying for that one. When you are doing the Vastu Shanti, by knowingly or unknowingly, if I had hurt something, may those souls be kind to me and may they continue the journey. Above all, do the japa, meditate, prayer, light up a lamp, this Deepavali time, every day you light up a lamp, to ward off the darkness. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. And any more questions? If last one before we close.
Guruji, the same message from Bhagya, one last question. I think you have already answered in your previous sessions. How to take decisions in life based on what do we need to consider? Could be personal or professional. I think it's about making the right decisions. So how do we base right decisions is probably the gist of it.
Yeah, right addition, inner feeling. Depends on what is the objective of your life goal. It should align with your life goal. When you come on the sadhana track, for example, you realized inner journey is you are nourishing your soul. On that you have been tempted by your boss, he will give you a promotion provided you travel 20 days a month. So you will get double the salary. Suppose you are 150 now, you will get 300,000, you have to travel 20 days a month. It is monetary wise is a good. But it is not good for your sadhana. Sadhana will go into ruin. So, when you have embarked on a higher path, you do whatever best for that sadhana, not to compromise. Money is not the driver. You have seen higher wealth. When you have seen the higher wealth, now I am after another double the money and I am prepared to travel. So, soul is starving. I may have another two houses. And one person was saying that he's building a house with seven bedroom and only two of them are there and only two of them, husband and wife. Seven bedroom, why? He said one for us and the rest he gets a cleaner and maintain. We buy two houses, three houses, one for your house and the rest for your ego. I travel with have big salary, why? For my ego. But my soul is sulking. When you are embarked on the divine journey, do not to be too personal needs minimize the personal needs, enrich your soul. Now, not that you give up everything. Now, up to say 45 years, your children are more or less settled. When they are settling, now try to spend more time for your own sadhana. Earlier, yes, to bring up your children, yes, you need extra money. Once they are start settling down, now it's a more time for your inner journey. You spend that one, you prioritize accordingly. And one person was saying that made a lot of money, but he feels himself worthless. Not that one. Money alone is not the driver. There should be fulfillment in your personal life also. You should commend yourself. You should experience the self-worth. Yes, I have done something in my life. Not like that person feels I am worthless. Though I am multi-millionaire, but I am worthless. He lost all the self-worth. Not to become that way. Look after, enrich yourself. This one. Thank you, and we'll do the Shanti Mantra. Om Asato Ma.
Om Asato Ma.
Sadgamaya.
Sadgamaya.
Tamaso Ma.
Tamaso Ma.
Jyotirgamaya.
Jyotirgamaya.
Mrityorma.
Mrityorma.
Amritangamaya.
Amritangamaya.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om